Hello everyone, welcome to the Chitra Prayer Circle, call number 15 today on Sunday, November 24th. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so grateful for all of you who are here live with me now or going to watch or listen later. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are included in the prayer circle whether you're here or not. And I really appreciate you adding your energy and your blessings and your prayers to our collective prayer circle and all the people in it and everyone that is asking for prayers to be heard and asking for prayers to come to fruition. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your contribution. Okay, hold on. I'm just gonna turn this off. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I really, really appreciate you all. Love you all. Sending you all my love and blessings and gratitude, even before we start. All right, so let's get started, everyone. I'm feeling, you know, really grateful today. I was feeling grateful yesterday. And sometimes it just bubbles up, right? It's not something that you have to focus on. You just feel it. And then other times you kind of have to find the gratitude, right? For, you know, normal. So for yesterday and today definitely have been quite easy for me to feel grateful, and be in that energy of gratitude and joy. And so as you are all, you know, coming in, just be in your heart space for a moment and let's get started. So when it comes to the prayer circle, it's always about being in your heart, right? We're offering our blessings, offering our prayers to be heard to spirit from our heart, not from our head, but from our heart, okay? When you're only in your head, those prayers are not being heard at all, I'll be honest. But when it is a heartfelt prayer and you're asking from your heart, it is always heard. Always heard, I guarantee you that 100%, okay? I know my prayers, when they're from my heart, they've been heard, they've been answered. And so I'm so grateful. And so, and just know as well, you know, your guides, your support team are always listening to you. But when you're coming from your heart space, it's like the energy is different than when you're just coming from your ego and from your head, right? So when you're coming from your heart space and being open and vulnerable, right? And really saying, oh God, you know, please help me, or whatever happens to be, you know, there's more power to it, okay? There's more impact to it because of the energy that you're vibrating, okay, in that moment. But always, always, always come from this place of expansiveness and gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for all of the blessings that you have been providing to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For all the blessings, some that I know of, some that I don't even know. Some are I'm aware of, and some that I'm not. But I thank you. Because I know that I am a child of God, I am loved by God and by my support team. And thank you for your patience with me. Thank you, God, for your patience with me. There are times when I'm sure you do the whole facepalm thing, right? But I thank you. Thank you for always being with me. Thank you for always supporting me and loving me and guiding me. Sometimes I may not listen to the guidance. I may not follow your advice, God, but thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for always being there. Everyone just be in your heart space. Breathe in through your nose to a count to four. Breathe out to count to four. Again, breathe in. And breathe out. And one more time, breathe in. And out. Good. Now just call forth unconditional love and light to yourself. Feel, see, hear, know, perceive, and receive all that unconditional love and light filling you up.
Good.
Now call back all energy you've left behind or given away in all time, spaces, dimensions, and realities through every aspect of you. Again, see, feel, hear, know, perceive, and receive all of your own energy coming back to you and filling you up.
Good.
Now let go and release all energy that is not yours that you've been holding on to, all the stories that you've been holding on to and bought as yours that are not, that no longer serve you, that don't empower you, that don't inspire you, that don't lift you up. Let them all go now. Let them all go now back to spirit, creator, God, goddess, universe, to be redistributed. Good. In your heart space, let's do a quick waterfall cleanse. So just imagine you're standing under a rainbow, crystal clear waterfall. As the water comes down the front and back, left and right side of your body, let go of any thoughts, feelings, and emotions from the day. All the mental toxins, all the emotional toxins, all the stresses, anxieties, and worries, let them all go into the water to be healed, cleared, and transmuted. And allow those rainbow-filled water droplets to replenish you, revitalize you, re-energize you, reinvigorate you, to light you up, to raise your vibration. Mind, body, and soul. Let your mind, body, and soul be uplifted and expanded now. Good. Take a deep breath. Just be in your heart space. Be in this rainbow waterfall. And this rainbow waterfall is now being transformed and changing into a rainbow pillar of light and love that extends all the way down to the heart chakra of Mother Earth and extends all the way up and into the heart chakra of the Great Central Sun. So slowly descend down through this rainbow pillar of light. And as you do, receive the healing, receive the upgrades, receive the raising of your vibration, receive the light, receive the love. Descend all the way down, down, down through this rainbow pillar of light and healing and love. And as you connect in, tap into the heart chakra of Mother Earth. Take a deep breath. And take a moment and offer your unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, compassion, and forgiveness to Mother Earth, this beautiful planet, and her team. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And be open to receiving the energies, frequencies, and vibrations from Mother Earth, Gaia, from her team. Unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, compassion, forgiveness, support, strength, and vitality. Healing and wisdom, nurturing, nourishment, resources, abundance, and prosperity, and whatever else you require today. And receive, 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 continue to receive for the rest of the day. Good. And now slowly ascend upwards through that rainbow pillar of light, up, up, up. And as you ascend up, continue to receive the healing, continue to receive the light, continue to receive the love. Ascend all the way up, up, up. and into the heart chakra of the great central sun. As you connect in, as you tap in, again, take a moment and offer your unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, compassion, forgiveness to your higher self, your I Am presence, your support team, to spirit, creator, God, goddess, universe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And receive. Be open to receiving the energies, frequencies, and vibrations of unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, grace, compassion, and forgiveness, peace, bliss, and oneness, joy, and happiness, acceptance, allowance, receiving, faith and trust, clarity and ease, abundance and prosperity, and whatever else you require. Take a deep breath and continue to receive for the rest of the day. Now come back to your heart space. Push down any walls or barriers that may be up. And now expand out. Expand out to be as big as the room that you're in, the city, state or province, country, continent, as big as this planet and beyond. Now, as we do, imagine there's a golden ball of light in front of you. And in this golden ball of light, we're going to add our unconditional love and blessings. We're going to fill this golden ball of light with our unconditional love, our gratitude, and our blessings for everybody who is in the Chitra prayer circle, for everyone who is watching or listening to this later. And we're going to now add our prayers. Just take a moment, be in your heart space, and add your prayers. Whatever your prayer is individually, add it to this golden ball of light. And from your heart space, just see or feel or imagine into it this stream of light, which is your prayer, coming out from your heart space, going into this ball of light. Just imagine if you don't see it or feel it or hear it, just know and imagine, okay? Filling up this ball of light, this golden ball of light, with your prayers, your individual prayers. Good. And so now all of the individual golden balls of light are coming together into one big collective golden ball of light that is holding all of our prayers, our individual prayers. And now we will add another prayer from all of our hearts, prayers for each and every one of us that we receive what we are asking for in the highest and best way possible, with ease and grace, better than what we can even imagine. And we pray that everybody who is listening to this, watching this, and everybody who is in the Chitra Prayer Circle group receives an abundance of health, of greater health, of wealth, of prosperity, of harmony in relationships, a better job in some cases, a soulmate relationship, protection in some cases, more ease, more grace. Some people are wanting a greater, stronger connection with spirit. May you know that you have that. May you know that you have that, and may that be strengthened for you. May your trust in yourself and in spirit be strengthened. And may you receive the proof of that trust. May you receive the proof that you are connected in whatever way works for you. May you see the signs, feel the energy, feel the love, feel the connection. May you receive the wisdom for whatever situation you are praying for. May you receive the wisdom of that now. And the awareness of the next steps. May you receive that, may you see that, may you feel that, and may you believe, and may you know that you deserve it. Know and believe that you deserve what you are asking for, what you are praying for. You are always worthy, always. You're always deserving of whatever it is that you are asking for. You are deserving. You are worthy. There is no doubt. And you are loved. You are loved beyond comprehension. So may you understand how loved you are. And may we pray that we all receive the gifts and blessings from Spirit in a way that we clearly understand for our body, mind, and soul. As we're praying, just continue to fill up this golden ball of light with your unconditional love and blessings. In your gratitude, believe that what you are asking for, you already have, and be thankful for it. I'm so happy and grateful now that my prayer has been answered and is coming to fruition. I'm so happy and grateful now that my prayer is being heard. I'm so happy and grateful now that all of our dreams, wishes, desires are coming true in the highest and best way possible for us, better than what we can even imagine. I'm so happy and grateful now that this community is coming together to pray for each other and pray for the collective and pray for humanity and pray for this beautiful planet. I'm so happy and grateful. So as we're speaking, as we're sharing our love and light in our prayers, we are being supported by Spirit, by the angels and the archangels, by the Seraphim Collective, by our galactic teams, by our spirit animals and totem animals, by the unicorns and dragons, the fairies, the elementals, the devas. We are being supported. They are overlighting this prayer circle, and they are overlighting this golden ball of light with their love, with their support, with their grace, with their energies, with their light. Good. Take a deep breath. And as we hold our prayer book in our hands, we know that all of these prayers are being answered and heard. It is not in vain. And all of your prayers are being heard every day. They're being seen and noticed every day. They're being answered every day. So continue to send me your prayers so I can add them to our book. And this book rests on my altar. And it's the energies from my collective, from my team, is always infusing these prayers in this book with love and light and blessings. If you tap in, you will perceive it. So continue to send me your prayers. If you haven't yet, please do. Good. Be in your heart space, and now we're going to release this golden ball of light to spirit, to creator, to God, goddess, universe. Because once we release it, they can work with it, right? So as we release it, our support team takes this golden ball of light to spirit, to creator. Good. Just be in your heart space and now receive. Receive some higher dimensional healing energies from me and my team to support you until next week, to support you today and every day, to inspire you and empower you to be the greatest version of you that you can be right now. To inspire you and empower you to know that you are loved, you are worthy, you are deserving. And that something else is possible for you. Embrace the possibilities. Embrace the love. Embrace the light. Embrace the grace. Just receive unconditional love and blessings, healing and wisdom, abundance and prosperity, and whatever else you require. Maybe some extra faith and extra trust. Good. Some of you now may be feeling hot. Some of you might be feeling tingly all over, really calm and peaceful. Some of you might feel a vortex, like a cool breeze around you. Just receive. Okay, take a deep breath. Bring your energy, attention, focus all the way down to the heart chakra of Mother Earth for a moment. Breathe in deeply. Good. Come back up to your heart space. Be in your body, be in your space, be in your seat, be in your room. Start to wiggle your toes and fingers. Open your eyes when you're ready. Drink some water. If you haven't had a chance to yet, I just recorded a video yesterday that I uploaded, and audio as well, on trusting in yourself and in spirit. So you might want to check that out. It's on my YouTube, it's also on the podcast. It's short, 11 minutes, I think. And it includes a process as well. Good. How's everybody doing? Good. Thank you. Julia's feeling wonderful. Jean's feeling good. Can always count on Julia and Jean. Eileen's feeling peaceful. Awesome. Kate Holson, Kimberly, I think, is very, very blown away. Awesome. Italina's doing good. Awesome. Good. So, like I always say, drink some water, walk around a little bit. Mehar says, mashallah, awesome, thank you, feeling uplifted. Good. So now it's about, you know, not focusing on what your actual prayer was or desire was, but continuing to live your life in the space of gratitude and of feeling blessed, right? Feeling blessed, feeling empowered, feeling loved, right? So continue to feel loved and blessed and be in the space of gratitude the best you can, as much as you can. It's not always easy, right? And you can always go back and listen to this again, as you know, whenever you'd like, right? SJ ended with butterfly energy. Oh, good. And dragons were assisting today. Yep. Good. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Kimberly. All right, everyone. We will be back next week. I have no reason why not to. No plans yet for next week. So, right. So thank you, everyone. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.